Like, flash mob one person.
For broadcast.
You're like the freaking mom in, what's it called, Mean Girls, where she's like doing a dance with the...
Amy Poehler or something.
Yeah.
Do you guys need anything? Condoms?
I love you guys. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I love her. Her boobs are like so hard.
Just the dog just and biting huge. On the nipple.
I don't
want to know what's in right there.
Boobs?
Like Mean Girls. Mean Girls. The mom.
Yeah.
And her big...
But like when the dog's just biting out there, I want to know what they put in there to get the dog to like just attack that spot.
Oh yeah, they always like I would read something not about this particular, but they put like treats or like they like dab things with the, like them to draw the animals to
like
certain
dab
things.
Dab the nipple. Dab the nipple.
That's a new hashtag right there.
Dab the nipple.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
Ooh.
I'm Vicky B. We got Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We got the lovely Destiny.
Hello, this is the High Priestess herself.
And a special guest joining us Woo-hoo! Today, someone we've had on the podcast before, Rock Girl Amber.
Yay, it's me.
Hello. Hungover Amber.
Oh, God. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or still drunk. I don't know.
Eating cup of noodles and a Mountain Dew.
No.
Ginger ale.
Canada Dry.
Definitely yeah, hungover.
Yeah.
It's full of tummies. I do want to know why you got hungover, but before we get into all that and start, you know, getting into conversations and going on tangents, Destiny, how can people contact us?
You can contact us on Facebook at The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 and or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And our buddy Moose actually texted us again.
Moose!
And this time we're doing it in a timely fashion.
Yay. Sorry, Moose.
I think. Kind of. So he says, hey, ladies. So I decided to buy tickets to go to Summer Meltdown. This will be my first festival. Any advice on what to do or who to see if you're familiar with the lineup?
Well, one, give me your other tickets. That's where you start. And then two, I think the best way to start is just to go on a website. And that's where I did for my first thing.
Yeah, because you're really into the festival.
I just started getting into the festivals. Yes. And then like Summer Meltdown, like Taryn, the lovely Taryn, told me about Summer Meltdown one day when I was shadowing with her. And I was like, oh my god. So for what I would do personally is start making friends with people who already do the whole camping thing, you know what I mean? So you don't have to...
Is that the Gorge one? Is that a camping thing one or no?
Summer Meltdown is a camping one. It's in some crazy part of Washington. I don't know my parts of Washington yet.
Fair
I
enough.
Just know.
But you do go camping.
Yes. Just far away. So yeah, just camping stuff and plan ahead. Save your money ahead.
Bring sunscreen. And alcohol.
And changes of shoes. But that doesn't really matter for boys.
Sunscreen and bug spray.
Yes. But yeah, make friends. Definitely make friends. And if you think you're overpacking, you're probably not.
And don't go alone. I don't know. Would you go alone to that?
I would go alone to meet other people there. Like, yeah. That's as far as alone as I would go now.
Get friends. Or take Destiny.
Yeah. Do you go to a lot of festivals, Amber? Or used to?
No.
No?
No.
Just for rock girl status, you just go to the shows?
Yeah.
I'm not much
I don't know. Yeah, festivals are like, unless it's like metal or rock music, but not like the big general ones, definitely not like an EDM festival. Not.
Ooh. I know, my roommates were trying to get me to go to Paradiso, and luckily Pain in the Grass fell that same weekend.
Yeah.
And it was hot as balls at
Pain
in the Grass.
Dude, I'm glad. Oh, yeah. I didn't go now.
So
yeah.
Hot. I don't do well in heat. I get crabby. I get sick. Literally, like,
I
headache.
I almost passed out that day. I need food and water or I'm going to pass out.
I mean, everything was good. I got to call Amber out. Everything was all good when Corey Taylor threw that sweaty shirt.
Well,
that cooled you off a little bit while made you a little hotter.
Uh-huh.
That was freaking awesome.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever been so jealous of someone in front of me.
I'm detecting a very high sodium content with you.
Yeah, it was real salty. I finally washed it.
Why would you wash it?
It doesn't smell like him anymore.
It didn't even smell like him.
Because I wanted to wear it like a normal human. And I didn't want to smell like boy sweat.
Well, I would have put that in a frame.
I know.
Or something.
Like, usually you'd frame it or you'd like wash it.
Oh, no, I definitely wear it. Because then I can just like, you know, it's on me.
It was on him. Dude, like, Corey Taylor is such a good sport, because one gal's like, can I kiss you? I'm like, oh, God damn. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Like, make out weird. Kiss?
It got
like,
weird quick.
She, like, kissed his cheek and then kind of, like, kissed his lips a little bit, like, not make out, but, like, he kissed
sorry.
Her. But I'm just like,
that scared me a little bit. I was like, oh, no.
Like, she went, like, I think he went in for, like, a cheek kiss, and she kissed him on the cheek and then went for the whole lip thing. And
I'm just I wonder like, how his wife feels about that.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if he's wearing a ring. I kind of took a peek just but
he's married.
Oh, he's definitely married. Yeah.
Like, can I do the bad thing to you, you know, where I'm on my knees?
Oh.
Can I do that? You know, like, everyone's asking for favors here. I totally would have. Funny.
They're like, does anybody have any questions? And every question was like, can I hug you? Can I kiss you? Like,
can I get an autograph?
Touch you? Yeah, can I get an autograph? I'm like,
I want to shake your hand. It's like, that's not a question. That's not a real
those
question.
Are not questions.
And everyone was like, can I have your sweaty t-shirt?
Yeah, just give me your sweaty
and
shirt.
And I was just like,
I'm an opportunist.
I think you and I felt the same thing, but I was off to the side filming. So I was like, damn it, work. Why do I have to be working right now?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I was working, right?
Yeah.
Hair flip, hashtag hair flip. No, dude, if I am already prepared to like do some real, not illegal, not groupy, but kind of both of those things.
Questionable activities.
Basically, questionable. Because Portugal demands coming here the 21st, and like, whew, I am so ready. Like I'm going to have my outfit. Like, I got my, you know, like my white overalls, like in a video. Like, I'm going to be beelining right up there. So I really hope to get a kiss and a t-shirt and autograph and other things.
Are you going to try to go backstage and like, go on their tour bus and like...
Yeah. Yes, everything.
It reminds me of like one of my... Like a very interesting encounter I had once. So my first Pain in the Grass where I was backstage was my 21st birthday. Pain in the Grass fell on my 21st
that
birthday.
That is so cool. Up.
But I was new. I had only been working there for like officially on the show for less than a year. So I had only been like a part of the morning show for 8 months at that point. And I was super nervous.
You weren't ready to turn up at that point in front of
them? Well, no, not in front of them. And, like, I didn't really drink in general because I was always too busy working or doing stuff or living with my folks. So I never drank at that time.
And underage.
Yeah.
Underage. I think I could count.
That's never an excuse.
I could count how many times I drank underage on one hand.
Oh, well, that's like, actually, I'm actually pretty impressed.
Right, I used to drink
more when I was underage.
Me too.
That's what I usually hear.
Yeah,
I was a good girl.
No,
I was more or less. I was scared. I was the Catholic guilt followed. So I didn't really turn up on that birthday. But I remember Jen, one of the gals we work with, pulls me aside. She's like, "It's your 21st birthday. I'm going to give you the tour. You see that? Those are the party buses, or the band buses. We do not go into the band buses. Only like I forget what term she used. And it's kind of
horse.
Like only horse or something long, but like a nicer term she used.
Only Destiny."
Sarah, it's I didn't like, even do nothing to you.
I think maybe she said groupies or something. Only groupies go into those. We are not groupies. We are not those girls.
We prefer the term band-aids.
So, but like, I was always like, I got a little nervous being on one of those buses. And so a couple years later at another Pain in the Grass, Jeets was good friends with Hinder, apparently. Jeets used to work at the station. He said, hey, let's go hang out with Hinder. And I'm sitting there like on Hinder's party bus. And there was another rock girl at the time that's no longer a rock girl was chilling there. You know, she had a couple of kids. So I was sitting here. I'm like,
Was she trying to get it in?
She was trying to. But I didn't say anything. I kind of wanted to be a douche and just say something. But like,
Were you trying to get it in?
No, because like I still had that fear in me. That was
for real. No, Vicky.
Like,
Jesus.
I was worried that like somebody saw me get on the bus. And it's just like, what if they start talking like saying things about me? Like,
Would you now get on a tour bus and try to?
Well, if I was invited
in one of the,
if I was invited on a bus, I, you know, if somebody I was trying to, yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I would calculated risk.
I would go on a tour bus just to like hang out. Like, I think it's like, I remember like I met Little Dicky at the airport like 2 weeks ago, and I was so starstruck. Like, I wasn't even thinking about like, oh, I want to jump his bones. I was like, oh my god, I want to talk about your music so bad. Can we be friends? Like, that's how I was. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be on a tour bus like talking about cookies and stuff. So like, it's only like certain bands.
I feel like if you're on a tour bus, that's not what they want to talk
I know
about.
Exactly. So like I have innocent motives for some, you know, for
some
most bands. Let me say
it's
that.
It's like my innocent motives with Chris Pratt. I just want to like go and just talk to him and say like, hey, you influenced me because we
and Destiny and I want
to. Yeah, they want to go to Pound Town. I went to the same high school as him, but years later, and I saw him once, so he always feels like my motivation. Like, if he made it out of this town, I can too.
Yeah.
I can do something awesome.
No, and then, like, once you told me that, it just made me want to just marry him and like, screw him more. I was like, God, I love him.
But I'm just, like, weird about the tour buses. Although, a couple years later, when we had the Pain in the Grass at the Gorge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pain in the Grass was at the Gorge one year.
Yeah, it was great. It was, like, 2 days, and one day, I think, was Alice in Chains, I think.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? Crazy. That sounds legit.
20...
You would love it. 2013,
I think. Like 13 or 14.
2013.
That was right before I took my little hiatus.
Yeah, and that was like around the time I had like about a year after my ex and I broke up. So I was like, I got up on stage. It was one of the best moments. I got up on stage at the Gorge. We introduced Alice in Chains.
I'm about to cry just like thinking about that. Yeah. Wow.
And you look out and it's completely dark and you just see a sea of thousands of people. And the lights are all flashing at you. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, I almost moved for this a-hole. I almost left my job to go move to Oregon with him to try to make his life, because he wasn't feeling great about himself. He's like, I just want to quit and start over somewhere else. And I was like, I can't. I have this job and like I can't do that yet. And I considered it. I was seriously considering it to make the relationship work. And when I saw that, I took a picture of like a really crappy selfie I took. And it was just like, in that moment, I'm like, no guy, no nothing is worth giving up what you've worked so hard for.
Ooh,
so like when I think of that
hair flip, I love
right?
that.
Mm-hmm. So that was one of my favorite moments is being there. But I was hanging out with one of the bands, like chatting, just BSing with the manager and two of the musicians. And I don't really know the band. I don't listen to them. I was just chatting with them, and one of them gave me a piggyback ride. He's like, off tour bus! And I'm like,
no!
On a piggyback ride. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And the only reason I didn't is because I had to drive back with BJ to our hotel, which was like 30 minutes away. Because some people got...
Damn you, Dad.
The Gorge, nobody went camping. So like half the staff went to the hotel, which was 30 minutes away in one direction. And the other half, which was all the boys, for the exception of BJ, but like... Men's room and metal shop and Ryan and Steve and all those other guys, they had a house they rented.
Oh.
And there was like a pool there.
Debauchery, hell
and
yeah.
They were just partying it up. And like I went to the house because we were helping like move stuff back and forth, but it's literally 30 minutes in the other direction. So to get there from our hotel is an hour.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
So you stayed with my dad?
Yeah. So, but that night, because I was pretty tired because I was his babysitter still at that point. Now that is Joey and Chris's job, not Yay. My job anymore. I can party.
Man.
But I almost hung out with this band.
I was like, damn you, BJ.
Yeah, I would have just to be able to sleep on a tour bus.
I would want to sleep on the tour bus. I had to work the next day.
You wouldn't, but there would be no sleeping if you were overnight.
Fine. Right? But then what if, oh man, actually, I was going to say, but what if it turned out like if it's a band brother thing where it's like, well, if you sleep with one of us, you got to sleep with all of us.
That's even better.
I was going to say, I was thinking, I'm like, that is not a bad thing. Like, this is like one of the fantasies I've kind of always wanted. Like, right? Everyone at the same time. Let's go.
I knew I loved y'all so much, but I did not know until this very moment.
She's like, other people have this fantasy too.
And I'm looking around. I was like, wait, what? They're all, hell yeah.
All right. This is going to be kind of a hard question. But sometimes you get banned. You look at them and... You're like, oh, the lead singer's so hot, and everyone else, not so much.
Yeah.
But what's a band that you would, like, if that was the situation, it's like, all right, you're going to live out your band-aid, not groupie, fantasy, but you have to get with all of us. And you're like, what's a band where you're like, everyone's attractive, everyone's cool, or you're... Because, like, System of a Down, I'm like, I think I would totally do Surge, but I don't know if I want... Well, I think the drummer's really hot, too, but I don't know if I'd want the other guys.
I'm strumming Paramore, all of them.
hell yeah.
I'm trying to think who's a band. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, where you actually know everyone's face.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the
tough.
Fallout Boy, like, you got Pete, but he's the only, like, attractive
one. He's the
guy.
Only track that
and
would.
He's also, you know, you remember back in the day, the photos.
Oh, I don't remember what
happened. Is he packing not heat?
Oh, he's packing heat.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. I'll screw the ugly one.
No, but the lead singer. What's the lead singer's name?
You know what's funny? Nobody people knows. Don't know. People know
he's
Pete
so Wentz. He's so weird looking.
He's not ugly. He's just not attractive. Yeah.
He's not, doesn't look like Pete.
He's weird looking. Sorry.
Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, I guess if you just like put a bag on someone's head, it's all the same goods you're working with. So.
I'm looking through my music list.
Like, me too. Like, I'm on Spotify.
Lights off. Maybe not a bag. Don't kill him.
I mean,
not a plastic bag.
So,
a paper
like, Portia.
Bag.
Yeah. So, Portia Go to Man is an actual whole band, by the way. And
I need to Google image this.
And, like, I think, like, honestly, like, I would screw all of them just because I love it. Like, if anything comes out of your brain, that's good. You know what I mean? Like, that makes you feel that type of way. Like, fine.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hell no.
Yeah, maybe the guys from Imagine Dragons. I'm only picturing a couple.
If somebody from Imagine Dragons were to punch me in the face right now, wouldn't I know who they were? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I don't think I know what they look like.
I don't either.
That's fair. I feel like I've seen pictures that I've seen them in the concert, but, I mean, it's such an awesome show to go to. Ooh, Hozier, because you know they're all from Ireland.
What do you mean all?
The guys are from Ireland?
Isn't that just one guy?
Well, I don't freaking know, but I'm just I have no idea.
I'm just
hoping they're all from Ireland because I love Irish guys. I would move to Ireland in a heartbeat.
I'll be there with you.
If someone's like, I will cover your cost to move there, you just have to figure out how to get a job and a house while you're down there, I would totally do it. Oh, I'd love to live in Ireland.
Good point.
Wait, weren't you just talking about that you would never leave this job because you love it so much?
No, not for a guy.
Not for a guy.
For a country, hell yeah. Wait, that's a lot of guys.
For all of them.
Not for one selfish dude.
Not for one.
Okay, so
I just Googled the band that Destiny wants.
So isn't Portugal to Man my whole, or you know, like Eastern Oregon wet dream? Like, oh my God.
Some of them are actually kind of cute.
I love them. Like, oh my gosh, just shop gold dogs.
Ooh,
all
sick
up in
puppies.
There.
They're all really attractive.
Google sick puppies.
Really?
Yes. It's a growl. She's, I think, the bass player.
I'm here for it.
I'd be okay with that. Linkin Park, I don't remember what the other guys look like. You just know the two, you know.
Good point.
What about Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
My friend used
maybe
to
maybe Simple
love.
Plan.
Anywho. This is hard. They need to, like, you know, all girl groups, all the girls are, like, super sexy. Like Pussycat Dolls, like Fifth Harmony, like they're all fun and everyone would want to
well,
tap
that's because
ass.
We have to.
We
be.
Have to be. Don't give
30 seconds to Mars. Like,
don't
Jared
get me started.
Leto.
Oh. But they're actually, they're all those guys are attractive. His brother's a little weird looking, but.
But I mean, if I get a.
They're
you know,
all, yeah.
I feel like there's some people that I've met, and I'll even say celebrities. I'm not going to say their names, but they're celebrities. And then the more I've gotten to know them, like through the show and stuff, I realize. Oh my God, I would only want to have sex with you because if I were to date you, like marry you and date you, you would drive me up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let's pretend, let's take fame out of the equation. You as a person, I could not.
Well, it's the same. It's
here,
the same
I'll write
thing
this one
with,
down.
Like, if they're famous, because there's so many ugly famous people, but it's like, dude, I would so.
Like, he's gorgeous, gorgeous, but like him, this guy. It's like
he does seem very dim, and I cannot deal with stupid.
I don't think he's dumb. He's I think he's very deep, but he's very
no. He's really
hippie.
Dumb. He's really, really.
So maybe just seem that was a like a
he's
better word.
Very,
you're right. Yeah,
very hippie-esque. Like man, I think I have these conspiracy theories, which makes you sound dumb. But I feel like you are a deep thinker, but you don't deep think
about the wrong
things. About the wrong things,
yeah,
man.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Oh, Moose also says, life update, I broke my arm while drinking too much, and I have surgery on Monday. In all seriousness, send me good vibes.
Oh, well, all the good vibes, share the love, Moose.
Dude, and for someone who gets injured a lot, drunk and sober, I'm very sorry. I hope it was a good time and you have a good story and it's not like you just fell out of your bed.
Oh, and then,
kind of a good story, though.
Yeah.
And for Summer Meltdown, bring a bag for it. You know what I mean? Like, just make sure you're
dude,
good.
Dude, it's about to get so sweaty, like, in that cast.
Get some baby powder, boo.
It's going to smell really nice when they take
I really
the
hope
off.
It's not a real
and
cast.
That tan
like
line
one of those
is gonna
plastic
be
ones.
What was that laugh for, Vicky?
Sorry. I'm just picturing a like white dude and then just red lobster on one
yeah,
side.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Just turn.
The opposite of a farmer's tan.
Lord.
Well, we were talking about drinking. That, like, you send us in, like, text us or even give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the podcast or Facebook message.
Ooh,
us.
Give us a voicemail when you're really high on drugs.
Or anything.
After your surgery.
Yes. But right? If you guys, best. Like, what is a whole band you would like to, you know, get down with?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Tell
a fun
us
question.
About
that too. But speaking of drinking too much, Amber, how are you feeling?
A little dizzy.
A little dizzy.
She's gonna yak.
No.
I have
a bunch of boxes
in here. It's moving day. There's plenty of boxes you can puke in.
Well, the thing is, Hornitos Silver, I have a really good relationship with it.
Tequila?
So I don't, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like just shots or you like drink it?
Oh yeah, just straight. Yeah. Anything
like
just
salt
straight.
And lime or just?
No, I usually, yeah, no, I didn't have any lime or anything last night.
Nice,
just,
girl.
Just sipping it, you know?
Ooh,
you're a champ.
Have you ever had it with? You take an orange slice and you put it in cinnamon. You dip
what?
You dip the orange slice in cinnamon powder.
Uh-huh.
And then you take your shot and you suck on the cinnamon side down so the cinnamon touches your tongue.
What type of black magic is this? I like that.
It's so delicious. It's like picklebacks to whiskey shots.
Oh.
Or even like vodka. I don't like vodka.
Yeah.
It's just like it neutralizes the taste and it just like it's pickle juice. But this is just enhances, I think, the flavor of the tequila. So I went
cinnamon
to a tequila bar
orange.
And I had like my friend ordered that with it. And
yeah.
We specifically got like a cinnamon, like a tequila that had hints of cinnamon or orange or citrus or whatever.
Yeah.
Not like a crappy orange tequila. It's just a good, a well-made tequila.
Yeah.
And it is the best thing you can do. And I forget what they're called, but it's amazing.
But I actually like the taste of tequila, so I don't know if I'd want to change it. Besides, like, oh my gosh, what did I drink recently? And it was at White River El Jimador.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting. It tastes like vodka. Like, how do they even call that tequila? It's
nasty. Yeah, if you get crappy vodka and you're just trying to get drunk, or vodka tequila or anything, yeah, just do the cinnamon orange thing.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely need that for El Jimador. It was gnarly. Also, because it was so hot, this was at Pain in the Grass, they were not chilling their booze. Ugh. So it was like the shot was actually hot. Like, I went to shoot it, and I took it, and it was like, I almost immediately vomited. I was like, what was that? It was a hot, hot, hot shot. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
I can't do any silver or white tequila, and I kind of blame Sarah, but not really.
What did you do?
So I can handle everything all the time.
For one of my
I think that's a problem. Sounds like if she tried to keep up.
Well, for one of my birthdays. For one of my birthdays.
Oh, yeah. She got me the
Kirkland bottle, right?
Oh, the Kirkland bottle of anything.
Blanco.
That's a mother effing good friend, right?
Yeah, that was
that
a great
like
friend.
Deal, yeah. Vicky.
So it wasn't really Sarah's fault, but I had that thing for a while. We used it
she
for parties.
Had, like, for year later, there was still some in there. And I'm like, girl, that's a problem.
See, I like.
This is a problem.
I like gold tequilas. I like the gold tequilas or...
Well, see, I used to. I was like Jornitos, Reposado was usually my go-to. It kind of is like anybody in the industry, but I switched. I don't even know. Oh, I was at a girlfriend's house and she only drinks silver tequila. So I bought Jornitos silver. Mm. And when I got up in the morning and I wasn't hungover and I saw that we had like a shot left in the bottle.
Oh,
we
wow.
killed the whole bottle. And I was like, I'm not hungover. This is weird.
This is amazing.
Like, and I'm not even really like hungover right now. I'm just like... the world feels like I'm dreaming kind of.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in a daze.
Like, I feel fine. I'm just like, huh?
Just something a little bit different.
Just want
bed. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't drink tequila anymore because of tech school. Like, when I was in the Air Force, there was this one bar right outside of base that we were allowed to, like, run there right after accountability and run back. Like get drunk and get back for accountability, like, just in time. So, like, we would go there and take, like, hella shots of, like, tequila all the time.
How much time would you usually have, or like did it vary?
A couple hours, or
so like on Friday, so like it was like a school night on Friday, so it was after class, so like from like 6 to 11 we had, and then on a weekday it was just the whole day until Sunday night, so you have to come back for accountability at 11 again. So so Friday night, like, we'd be like going crazy because, you know, it's the end of the week, so we'll just get ready and go straight to the bar. And so I've had so much tequila there one time that, like, I got completely banned from the bar.
Oh,
and it's, you're feisty.
Do you remember why?
No, that's the problem. Well, I woke up in my bed with text messages like, hell yeah, Bennett, hell yeah, Bennett. I was like, oh no. Like, all I remember is like being on a parking lot ground looking up at the owner and she's like, get her out of here. This is the second time she's done this. So like, and I was like, screw you. This is only the first time I've done this. And I just not blacked out.
Oh. You know how you were saying you didn't think you loved us as much? I didn't think I loved you. Right? That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh God.
So ever since then, me and Tequila, I'm just like,
it sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone was saying hell yeah, not like texting you being like, why?
How was the hangover?
I didn't have a hangover. The thing is, but I blacked out for 9 hours.
That's scary. Yeah, that is scary.
Are you the type of person that, like, if so, you don't like it, but like, if I bought us a round right now and it was tequila, would you take it? Or would you be like, I can't.
I would take one, literally one, and that'd be it.
Good. Good answer. Well, because I'm like, I paid money for this.
Exactly.
Exactly. Take this now.
So the reason I can't actually drink the Blanco anymore, though, was because that year I had gone and hung out with who's now one of my best friends. And this was our first time hanging out in a non-professional setting. She's like, let's have a couple drinks.
Hmm.
And she bought a round because I was helping her with some stuff. She bought the whole crew around. And then I take another drink and she's like, you know what? Let's hang out tonight. We've never gone to do this. Come on, let's hang out. Just stay the night here at the office. We're all going to crash here at the office. Just come, like,
sleep
let's
over.
Hang out. And I was like, fine, bring on the shots. Because she brought us, like, this is before I drank whiskey. She got a shot. I drank a cider. Took a shot of whiskey and then decided, hey, if I'm going to stay, I'm going to drink. Took a shot of top shelf rum, shot of well rum, and then proceeded to go upstairs and drank vodka and then Bacardi from the bottle and then drank more cider.
That legit sounds like my weekends. Minus the cider, but put some wine. But like, that is me. I'm like, I'm not going to mix. And I'm like, I feel like this now and maybe one of these now. You know, like, I never... That I never think awful. About it.
The whole beer for liquor thing doesn't mean anything to you, basically.
No.
Not yeah. yet. Give it a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
So what happened after that crazy...
So the next day was the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl we won.
Oh, turn, dude.
And we had a party at my house, so I had to drive from Tacoma back to Seattle, prep the house for the party.
Oh, no.
And I was just gone. I had puked that night. Like, I made myself puke.
Oh, that's smart.
But I had...
That sounds gross, but that's smart.
No, so yeah, I always make myself puke when I'm like, I may have taken this too far.
I wish I could. I can't. Mm-mm.
And that helps with the hangover. Like, I don't puke the next morning, typically. If I ever puke the next morning, it's usually because of food poisoning.
Plus, let's be real, then you high-five yourself and you're like... Don't have those calories in me anymore.
Oh my god, we are not endorsing. We are not endorsing eating
hey,
disorders.
Hey, we all think about it when we puke. Okay,
I have literally never said yeah. No, no, Sarah, bad Sarah.
No,
at least don't promote it.
I'm not promoting. I'm just saying we all think about it.
It's kind of promoting it. Anywho, moving on.
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying we all think about it. Like, shoot, I just drank like 3 bottles of wine. It's not going to be like 1,200 calories. Had to do some math there for a second.
Please okay, don't listen, Sarah.
Sorry, truth maker over here. Jesus.
Anywho,
you guys are all like, it's true.
It's well, true. It is, but we don't talk about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
We
Vicky.
Don't talk about it, though. Sarah, shut your mouth.
I'm just over here so I don't get fined. I'm just making notes.
Anywho. All right, beast mode. Long story short, I had probably one of the worst hangovers up to that point of my life. And then I decided I couldn't do shots anymore. The smell of that tequila just made me like made my stomach turn. But I was kind of doing a celibate thing for a while because I had been seeing way too many guys in a short amount of time. And I'm like, I'm over this. I'm doing a celibacy thing for a couple of months. And it had only been like 2 months. And I was hanging out. My buddy's like, do you want to hang out Friday night? Let's watch the Lego movie. Sure, let's go.
Crap. The Lego movie.
Sounds romantic.
Aphrodisiac right there, dude.
Do you not know me?
Chris Pratt in Lego form? Heck right? Yeah.
So I didn't realize that was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And so I was like, crap, we're hanging out. And then he's like, let's go get drinks or food after. I'm like, there's not going to be anywhere we can go that's not going to be crowded on a Friday night and Valentine's Day.
And just gross and annoying.
So we went and got some like ciders or whatever. And we went back to my house. We were going to play a board game with my roommate. And so I'm trying to chug ciders, and he's, like, kissing me, and I'm like, I'm not feeling it, dude. I just feel so bad for him.
Was this the first time you were, like, drinking after your
After that,
celibate?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, not celibate. Celibate means not having sex.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking it's not drinking. Vicky not having sex is weird to me.
Right?
Anybody not having sex is weird
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I don't even know that concept of life.
I couldn't do celibacy. I couldn't.
Could
I mean,
you
I do
not
it.
Drinking.
I do. No. No, actually, I did. I did for like a couple years. Like, I didn't drink for a while, but life is so much better now. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I have a problem.
Have you guys all had like that pity, you know, sex where you're just like, bro, I have no, I'm not really even sexually attracted to you, and I know you're really feeling it. Fine.
If I'm drunk enough, not if I'm sober.
And here's the thing. I was like, I am not drunk enough for this.
Yeah,
so
drink
I was trying to chug my cider, and I was like, this isn't working. And literally the only
you need tequila
booze
at that point.
I had in my house was that big giant bottle of tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
Full circle.
So,
full circle.
I'm trying to take these shots after having experienced the worst hangover of my life 2 weeks prior to where if the smell of it, like I opened it, I'm like, and I'm trying to take shots. And like each shot, I'm like, I'm trying to push back the vomit. I'm like,
Dude.
I bet that was attractive. He liked it. He liked
no,
it.
No, like he was gone in the bathroom because I thought it'd look really bad if I just like, oh yeah, we're making out. Okay. Oh. Chug. Like,
I've done that before.
It's like, I don't want to make it look bad.
You just like look at him and you're like, are you attractive yet? Nope. And like keep chugging. Yet.
My buddy calls him the, you know, he's engaged now. Like, I mean, I see him every now and then at the
Somebody's
same karaoke,
attracted to him.
karaoke bar, but my buddy calls him the Asian James Franco.
Oh,
we're all like, well,
he's hilarious. He's amazing. Like, he's a really cool guy. Like, as a friend, I'm like, you're awesome. But I've never been attracted to you.
What's and, like? What's it? He's engaged.
Yeah, I'll show you pictures later, just for S's and giggles.
Yes.
But he. And then the next morning, when guys wake up, they're like, hey, let's have sex again. I'm like, but I'm sober.
You didn't drink enough to still be drunk in the morning.
No, and I was just like, all right, let's do this.
I'll Did roll you do over it? Now.
Yeah. Like, wait a second, I gotta go get my tequila.
Didn't hang out again, like, And then he eventually got a girlfriend. Now he's engaged with her. So I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
So I
have actually, I have a magic vagina. Did you guys see the Good Luck Chuck movie? Or know of it? That is me. That I am Chuck.
What's the magic vagina?
What is it?
Good Luck Chuck.
So I think I have one too.
I was going to say, you can explain the movie.
I want one.
No, okay, so good.
You want to borrow mine?
Okay. Shut up, girl. That's funny. No, so Good Luck Chuck, like every girl he would date right after she would finish dating him, she would get married.
Okay.
Or something like that. Or she would find the one, I should say. Oh. So I guess.
So girls would start having sex with him just to, you know, find the one and get. Yeah, what Miles is bugging us from the other room and he's sending us pictures of Ricker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, God. Stop. No. No.
I remember that fool.
But yeah, so girls would just have sex. I was like, I have a date in like 20 minutes. Can we finish this up?
Yeah, like I really want this to go well.
So like yeah. they would have sex before and then like try to go meet the love of their life because they want to get married. And that's most weird. Guys I've dated have fairly immediately or like shortly after met the girl they end up marrying or like two girls after me.
See, that's I don't so end up that marrying happens her. To me all the time, but not in a pleasant way. Like oh, I yeah, want I to be that, with that, them and then they end up with somebody else. That was like you the story of my life all through my
20s. That's what like, I was going to say. Seriously. I was like, I don't want a Good Luck Chuck vagina. Like, I don't want that.
Like, I want it to be magical. Like, you stay here.
Yeah.
In the magic.
I'm number one. Yeah.
But here's the thing. No guy wants, like, if a guy hears that about a girl, it's like, crap, I don't want to get married yet. I'm just trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Like, most guys, at least. But yeah, he was one of them. Another guy who ended up moving across the country for his girlfriend. He'd only been dating for 9 months and is unhappily sorry. Married.
So moral of the story, like, don't do Vicky now. Or Amber or you'll get married.
Pretty much.
What? No. I'm getting married?
Hey, no. Hey, Vicky Maybe Amber,
should,
what are you doing this Friday?
We should have sex. What if we have sex,
with
Amber?
With each other.
And we cancel each other out or we find our true love after. What if?
What is this like you guys?
I just means we have to have sex, Amber.
Scissors. Yeah.
Sorry.
We're just going to have to scissor. Friday night scissors
sash. I'm really excited about this. I love you guys
so
much.
Will you bring your camera?
Of course. Will I bring my camera? Oh, you mean I wasn't already supposed to record this?
Wait, I want to be there.
I have devices. Let's all have sex. Let's like all have sex and see if we're all get married right after.
Okay. While we're scissoring.
Y'all just stare into my eyes.
I don't know.
You're doing a great job. I'll narrate it. Now Amber goes in.
But you have to narrate it like a wrestler. It's like, and here comes Vicky with the marital aid.
That sounded more like a strip club DJ.
Actually, that's my dream one day to be to like guest host, be a strip club DJ.
I know people that could hook you up with that. But let's go to Portland one weekend.
I was gonna say like it has to be Portland though.
Yeah,
it's like coming up to the main stage. Yeah. It's chastity.
Oh God, I hated that voice so much.
Coming up to the main. No,
that turned me on.
My buddy makes really funny ones. He says lines like, "Oh crap, what is it?" And it's like, daddy didn't love me, mama didn't care. It's Cher.
That'd be that's cool.
So he does like really awful ones. Like
that's
that.
Pretty awesome, it. Actually.
I would totally do that.
I don't think, I do love when like BJ, they're all one name.
Yeah, BJ Miggs.
Yeah, they're all one name. I do like when Miggs and Cody does their thing at
the 3-2-1 battle.
Dude, I love them. I'm just like, how are you so witty? God damn it.
So, yeah. Oh my God. I'm having so much fun. Sorry. This is amazing.
No, this is a great one. I love it.
We're not even getting to half the things I wanted to talk about, but that's fine because like we'll get into this thing because it's pending and bothering me. So over the weekend, I was working at my other job and I had a cute little gay couple come in and one of the guys says, "Oh my God, have you seen the show Girls? You remind me of one of them." And I'm sitting here. I'm not the British Australian chick.
Hello.
Or whatever the hell she is. I am not
Jenna.
I am not the really sexy, whatever, the one that was in Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that bitch was in Get Out.
No, what is her name? I forget what her name.
Marnie.
She's like really skinny, really pretty.
Like really preppy,
but she's really
pretty.
Dumb. Not dumb. She's actually really intelligent,
no, she's
but
smart.
She's dumb. She does stupid things. Like, we're getting married. And I'm going to have sex with my friend's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that was really stupid. By the way, I only seen the first season. Stop.
I'm sorry.
But no, I saw that one. Yes. But I was like, okay, after
she's
that.
Just... Like, she's really dumb. Like,
ditzy,
but she's a very intelligent person because she worked at, like, you know, like, does art stuff. And then there's Lena Dunham's character, and I can't even remember her name right now.
I can't either. Sorry.
And so I'm thinking, well, I've been told I reminded them of them. And that person was actually Destiny. So thank you for that lovely insult.
At first I felt bad, but now you keep going, so I don't feel bad.
We talked about it beforehand.
And I promise you, like, this was before I knew who the hell Lena Dunham was.
You were just going off her character.
So what is she
no,
like?
No, this was before I even saw her character. It was
just
literally
a picture of her?
It was just the brown fucking hair and tattoos. And then, like, we got
Except
into...
Except she's way whiter than me.
Oh, my God, Vicky. Fine. You know what? Screw it. You look like Lena Dunham. You act just like her. We all hate you.
And you look like her butthole, so...
I mean, I was going to say, I just Googled her and Vicky look nothing alike. So now I'm curious in what her character is like on the show.
Because
I don't know.
You two haven't seen, Amber, haven't seen the show.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
She is on the show, and people are like, well, that's just her character. I'm like, I feel like she is very much her character. Like,
and she based her show on her.
so she's that person. Like, I want to.
She based it upon her, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is she like?
She's entitled. She doesn't understand. Like, she was telling her parents, like, I need more money. And they're like, well, you need to go out and actually get a job. And she's like, well, it's, you know, your guys' fault for not making me more responsible. And you guys should be happy that I'm not doing, like, drugs or something. And she, like, dates, like. She's just, like, all about herself.
She's pretty stupid. She's pretty awful.
She's a pretty awful human being. And she is the epitome. When people are like, oh, millennials, her.
Oh,
she is what people are complaining about.
Yeah.
And it's like she went and got her degree and then, like, wasn't really using it. And then it's all about, like, whenever she's like, I'm going back and doing this and that. And it's like, cool, but you need to be able to branch out and do other things. And she takes it very personally and, like, just gets mad and... So when this guy told me that, he's like, you remind me of her. I'm like, I was being really nice. I had a smile on my face. I'm like, that's mean. that's kind of insulting. He's like, no, but she's so funny. I'm like, but she's an entitled little girl. Like, and I'm sitting here busting my ass working two jobs because I want to buy a house.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sitting there complaining and blaming my parents for all my problems. I'm taking accountability and working
Did
my
you
ass
say that?
Off. Yeah.
Good.
You did?
Yeah, and I'm just like, so I don't see how, I mean, aside from being a little chubby and having tattoos, I don't see how else I might look like her or might be like
What'd
her.
What'd they say?
They're like, oh, no, we didn't mean it that way.
I don't think anybody means it that way.
That was
Vicky.
A good clap.
But I'm just like, she is... awful. Like, I'm busting my ass. Like, I'm nothing like her.
It's been other episodes where she hasn't been awful, by the way.
Like,
I guess
she has
And she reminds you of Vicky.
No, you know what? I quit. I have never said it. You know what? Prove it at this point. Prove it.
I
never said it.
Deny.
I guess what? I can say whatever I want and turn your mic off, bitch. What? You want to go?
Guess who's editing this?
Yeah, me. now me. It's now going to be me, apparently. I'm the one behind the board. Guess
Dude,
what? I'll save it wherever.
It is funny when people, like, give you a compliment and say you, like, look like this person or remind you of the person, and you're like, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
But I'll just say thank you because that's what you're supposed to do.
What are you guys compared of? Good or bad? Who do people compare you to, celebrity-wise?
So what gets on my nerves when somebody's like, you look like some other random black girl celebrity. I'd be like, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. No, actually not at all. Like, not even a little bit. We're just both black.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you should just straight up ask them when, like, if somebody says something like that to you, just be like, wait, what features of mine?
Yeah,
like
what,
this person?
Specifically?
Like, what specifically
because,
makes
like,
me look like this person?
Yeah, because like every time somebody, oh, you look like so-and-so, I do not look like neither or neither, like at all.
Yeah.
So that's about, oh, and like people used to tell me all the time, you look just like your mom, but I like hated my mom.
Oh.
So like I used to be like, oh,
damn you, mom.
Yeah.
Damn those jeans.
Yeah. Like that's the only way I knew I wasn't adopted with this crazy family, because I looked just like my mother, and I was like, damn.
It's like, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Does anybody compare you to anybody?
I can't even. I was trying to think of who. Like when I was younger, when I was in high school. It was like Britney Spears and Mandy Moore, and it was like these guys would just, it was always guys at school, and I feel like it was just like something that they would say to try to like
hit on you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't look like any of these girls, but okay.
But it's just like there's like another white girl with like
blonde
hair,
just like some
type thing, right?
Basically,
just,
yeah.
My cousin always told me, like, I don't look like her, but she's like, you remind me of, not currently, mind you, because she's gone insane.
Okay.
But back in the day, he's like, you remind me of Amanda Bynes. And I was just like, what? She's like, because you're just so weird and kooky and out, like, doing all the weird stuff all the time. So I was like, oh, okay. But then I, like, look at her. But sometimes I think my cousin would she told me she'd be watching TV. She's like, how did Vicky get on TV? Oh, wait, that's Amanda Bynes. I'm like, what? I'm not.
Plus, she's like a wackadoo. Like, she's
a wackadoo now.
No, she's always been a wackadoo. Like, well, her show with the hillbilly and then all
that. Dude, it was all so that. Now. It was all that. They all were wackadoos. It was a sketch comedy show for teens on Nickelodeon in the 90s.
Yeah, this is before they can talk about sex
all
and stuff.
That. I shouldn't sing.
This is all. I got you, boo.
This is all that. Who loves orange soda?
I can't love orange soda.
I do.
Ooh. Looking back, that was kind of racist.
I fell in love with y'all four different times today, and I'm so excited.
That was my favorite show ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But no, you don't. That seems, even when I see pictures of little Vicky, like, Amanda Bynes?
I want to see pictures of little Vicky.
I'll show them to you later. That same cousin sent me some pictures recently.
Oh. Yeah, but even personality-wise, I don't even see it.
Yeah,
I was always really kooky and weird, like, doing stuff like that. Like, hillbilly, whatever. Just like, hey, I'm just being weird. That was always...
I guess it was just their only other comparison they could think of is of different, yeah.
I guess.
What about you?
Nowadays I get Taylor Swift a lot.
Ooh, Taylor.
As much as I hate her, that is not a bad comparison. She's attractive.
Yeah, I mean, because I have bangs, blonde hair, and sometimes wear red lipstick. I feel like that's the only reason why.
People don't know how to compare people, right?
But yeah, I got Topanga before from Boy Meets World. I've gotten that a few times, which
it's
is like
hair. I love her.
I love her, but yeah, she's like got. I'm like, thanks, I guess.
Oh, Topanga, throwback Topanga.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what you and your boyfriend should dress up as and do the stupid curly wig for Corey.
I wonder who would get it. I bet you all millennials would get it.
Ooh, can I be Mr. Feeny?
Well, Feeny! Honestly, if you're going to be that excited, you have to be now. Yeah.
Someone's got to be Sean.
I guess I'm the black girl.
don't even have a name. I'm the
whoever
girl.
You want to be. Destiny,
thank you.
Okay?
No, I really don't. Like, what is her name in the show? Anyone.
Angela. Dude, aww. Sean was my favorite. God, he was so pretty.
Sean was hot.
He was like my ideal 90s guy. So when I see guys,
not JDT.
Which one?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I was a little too young for him. Like when
I guess
kinda...
that's true. Because that was like when I was in like.
I don't even know
school.
Who that is.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
How old
Taylor
are you,
Thomas?
Sarah?
She's like 2 years younger than me.
25?
Oh, you guys are babies. Yeah, that was way
who
before
was
you
that?
Know.
Who was he?
He was in Home Improvement. He was the youngest brother.
Missed that.
But he was like the super like, heartthrob when I was like in elementary school.
Who was mine? Joey from like Blossom and like all that. Like I was really young, but I still just like, I like that hair and that eyebrows. Even as a little kid, I was like, I'm here for that.
You know why I never liked Jonathan? Jonathan Taylor Thomas is because he looks like the white version of my cousin.
Oh,
really?
So if you're looking for a guy.
Dude, are you looking at a recent picture of him? Because I feel like I looked him up not too long ago and he's like super weird looking now.
I don't know. I'm just looking at his IMDb picture.
See, he was so adorable. Oh, I was but so
he kind of like a munchie.
He did the voice of young Simba on The Lion King.
Yeah, he was Simba.
He was. His little cute little singing. Oh.
He was in
I did not have a childhood.
Apparently not. I'm so sorry.
Now we start talking about Barney. I'll know what's up.
Barney was my thing. Oh my God. Did we just become best friends?
Dude,
I was Minnie Mouse for like... Oh, wait, did I say Minnie Mouse? Baby
no,
Bop.
Like,
I was Baby Bop.
Like, who
sorry.
The hell is Minnie Mouse?
I was Baby Bop for like 4 years. Like my mom, like she kept asking me what I wanted to be. I was like, Baby Bop. She was like, you were Baby Bop last year. I was like, Baby Bop for Halloween.
And like, bitch, you already got the costume, okay? I'm saving you some money.
That was my brother. He loved the Barney. So my mom had like two different pajamas. Like one was white with the Barney all over and the other one was like a purple one with a tail.
My brother would
like try to wear it and she's like, you're getting too big and this is wearing out. So she has him hidden still and she won't let him see it. Like, she's like, I'm not, you're going to take
it.
She still has his pajamas.
Why would she give it to him?
Because my brother might take them and she wants to keep them in the house. Like, she doesn't want him to, like, lose it or do something. Like, she wants to just keep them either for, I don't think for her grandkids, but for just sentimental
purposes.
My mom's a hoarder.
I wish I still had my Barney doll. I love that thing so much.
I love you.
You love me.
No.
Stop it. Yeah. No.
I now want to talk about early 90s heartthrobs. I'm trying to find them.
What a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Do you remember at one point you just hate Barney? Like, you're like, I'm too cool for this. Screw Barney. Screw whatever it was.
I'm into Teletubbies now.
Yeah. I can report,
I like
Amber, that never happened.
And you know when everything was, like, not cool, and then, like, all of a sudden, like 13, 14, 15, it starts to be, like, cool again, and everyone has, like, the little backpacks of Barney or Dora the Explorer, and, like, remember? Maybe I just hung out with the Ravers.
Probably. Yeah, you did.
Because like, I'm like, for real, just like, no.
Dude,
yeah, I but like the ravers did wear that. Yeah. Right.
I did find a list of the definitive ranking of the most important 90s teen heartthrobs.
Okay.
Do you guys totally remember Eric Von Dieten? You
gotta show me.
He was in the Disney movie Brink. And he was in Princess Diary, or was it The Princess Diary?
No, wasn't he a freaking, no, that was the other blonde white kid. Sorry, go ahead.
some other white boy.
No. Yeah, from Lizzie McGuire. I was going to say Lizzie McGuire. I was like, no, that wasn't him.
No, it wasn't
him.
Gordo.
No, not Gordo. The other one.
No,
he was.
They were both not heartthrob. Oh, Ethan?
No, but.
Ethan.
Yeah, but the freaking hair, like the weird like swoop to the kind of like the bangs.
That one string, that one little strand, the 90s strand.
Like sometimes I see guys with that haircut now and I'm sitting there like, hi.
I thought you were about to like insult it hella hard, and then you.
No,
just, like,
I love it. Sixth day, I love it. Okay. We have like Mario Lopez on the list.
What?
Luke Perry back in City by the Bell.
Luke Perry, yeah.
Yeah.
Will Friedle, he was the MC? Brother for in Boy Meets World. He was the older brother, Eric.
Mm. Oh, yep, he was cute.
Zachary Ty Bryan, he was in Home Improvement as well. He was one of the older brothers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody's name. He was not a hot throw.
I didn't like him. James Vanderbeek. Nick Carter. And the picture they used is pretty fantastic. Look.
Is it the...
Oh,
it's him with like a rose
really
in his
great.
Mouth. It's
oh,
really
oh my god.
I liked Aaron Carter.
Holy
better.
Teen beats. I love it.
Well, Aaron Carter was closer to our age.
I want candy.
Or Joey Lawrence. Do you guys remember that? Was it Brotherly Love?
No.
And there were like the three brothers.
Yeah, was it Joey? Yeah, that was the one. And like, wasn't he?
Yeah,
also
he was on Blossom
too.
Yeah. Oops, I just totally messed up my mic.
That's embarrassing.
This guy actually passed away. I think I remember reading.
Oh, Jet Jackson.
No, Jonathan Brandis. But yeah, Jet Jackson died. Wasn't it suicide or something?
Yeah, that made me really sad.
Who was that?
Jet Jackson was the super hot black guy with the like the hazel eyes. He was like a spy or something.
Did you watch the last season? One of the last seasons of Scrubs?
No.
Oh, he was in it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, what 90s thing?
It
was like 2000s. It was like the famous Jet Jackson. Mm-hmm. It was this kid who
or
was
Disney.
An actor. And so he wanted to live back in his hometown and be a regular kid. So they moved the show, and he was like an action star. Kind of like he was a secret agent kid.
Oh, that's what it was. He wasn't an actual agent. I remember now.
Yeah, so they would show bits of like his show, and then they show him in like dealing with like life stuff.
Oh,
like acne
cool.
And like... I don't know.
Real life things.
Yeah, like girlfriends and his parents' divorce and stuff. Do you guys ever see the movie Ladybugs? It came out in like 92. It was about a soccer team.
Mm.
It was
yes,
a girls'
actually.
Soccer team, and it had, what's his face? Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And so this guy, couldn't for some reason, he couldn't play soccer, and so they put a wig on him and put him on the girls' team to make the girls' team better. And I remember watching it with
that's
my dad.
That's like She's the Man, kind of.
Kind of.
It sounds so cute.
They make the guy a girl, and so he was the heartthrob, but I think he passed away years ago. But he was like traditional looking 90s
dude.
White dude.
That is a very traditional 90s looking dude.
Justin Timberlake with the top ramen mm-hmm. hair.
The top
it's
ramen
gonna
hair,
be
yep.
May.
It's gonna be May.
Actually, you remember when BJ
yeah, so on May 1st, everyone was saying it and BJ didn't get it. And so I said it out loud and I wrote, it's gonna be May. And Steve's like, thanks, we didn't figure it out. I'm like, BJ didn't. And he's like, yeah, I really didn't.
Oh,
God. I was like, oh, you're so old. You don't understand.
And there are memes that legit say it's gonna be May.
Like a picture of just...
He's like, I don't understand.
It's gonna be May. You're done.
Oh.
Do you guys remember Andrew Keegan? He was apparently turned into his teen dad in Seventh Heaven.
Oh my god, I loved Seventh Heaven.
Oh no, I was coughing and I was telling her I promise I'm not coughing on you. I'm just like I'm trying to like clear like my throat a little bit, but not in the freaking mic.
Didn't the dad in Seventh Heaven like
yeah, he
do naughty things.
The dad, the dad in Seventh Heaven got arrested for child pornography or for child molestation. One of those
like,
things.
It's always stuff like
the subway dude.
The subway dude, freaking Bill Cosby being a bad person.
But don't get me started on Bill
Andrew
Cosby.
Keegan was the jerk in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh yes,
I only saw him in that. Oh, this one, not because he was a heartthrob then, and I would do naughty things to him now. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, they back then and now. Third Rock from the Sun to 500 Days of Summer to right to Inception. Yeah. Right between.
He was in 10 Things I Hate About You too.
Yeah,
really.
Freaking Batman.
Yeah.
Ooh, Freddie Prinze Jr.
I was not a fan of him.
I saw him in Scooby Doo and I just laughed my ass off.
Because
I'm like,
yeah, I was never into him.
Freddie. I don't know this guy, Brad Renfro. says he was like a hotter, edgier version of Will Friedle. He's the bad bitch's Will Friedle, which is Eric from Boy Meets World. Your mom was always baffled as to why you were rewatching Tom and Huck. Oh, I guess he was on that show. I don't know. He was an apt pupil. I don't know who the f*** he is.
Oh, yes. Yes. You got to bleep yourself.
Your face, too. So great.
How about Usher?
Heck yeah.
Usher.
Heck yeah. Uh-huh. I had like four different Usher phases. He's been there for a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Confessions and like My Way and like that whole in between.
How about Hanson? They just grouped the brothers together.
Mm. Honestly, like when that song came out, I just started being able to learn. You know what I mean? Like, I was so little anyways. I can't even remember it. I wasn't like, oh, these hot guys. I was just like,
they look like girls.
They look like girls.
Mark Paul Gosselaar. He was Zach from Saved by the Bell, the main guy.
I never watched that. Yeah.
He's pretty, though.
I'm feeling very
honestly,
young.
I've been liking the girls.
As a child.
I think the girls on Saved by the Bell way hotter.
Like, I'm so...
You don't like Mario Lopez? Mario Lopez is good looking.
Now, he's really hot now, but like back then,
I saw him in LA, like walking. Oh my God, was he wearing so much makeup?
What? Really?
Yeah, because he was like about to like do a TV thing or something. So, but like, because he was like surrounded by like some security guards and we were walking, and he's very like, you can tell him. And I was just like, Mom, was that? She's like, yeah, but he's like caked on. Like,
you
kind of
have
really
to for
weird.
The cameras. That's, you know, you've obviously modeled plenty of times. You probably have to when dealing with lights and everything. You have to cake it on sometimes, don't you?
I don't know because it's that's what's weird about it, is they were filming him because you can see it.
Yeah, like it should be less, right?
Way
yeah.
too much.
Yeah. Maybe somebody fight.
Maybe he has a lot of acne.
Maybe.
Or the makeup girl got fired that day. I don't know.
He does all makeup.
Yeah. And maybe they just know how to like put the lights on to where they're shining extra light on him so he doesn't wash out. I have no idea. I've never had
Mario Lopez, tell us your makeup skills, dude.
Your secrets.
Was he contoured?
Okay. Number 8, Will Smith.
Yes.
Yep. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And now. What do you mean? Not
well,
just
like now it's just like, I don't know. You have kids.
Now you're a dad. Yeah.
Honestly, between Willow and Jaden. Yeah. I like his kids more
like
now.
I'm in the the older guy attractive phase of my life.
Oh. See, I'm kind of too. I've been talking. See, that's the problem with hanging out with older guys.
Yeah, they all have baggage now.
either that or if they don't. Okay, the older guys I've been hanging out with, like, they are so stuck in certain things that, like, that they're old. You know what I mean? Like, they have that old mindset. Like, they don't want
to
try anything.
It's hard to teach dog new tricks kind of thing.
What are we talking about now?
Oh, old so, like... People? So
like sexual things? Or
just in general?
I mean, maybe, yeah. In general, honestly. But, like, yeah, everything. Either they're married or when I'm just... Well, they're not married. I always curse. Sorry. Either they're married or hopefully not married, but kids, or if they're not, they're just like emotionally unavailable and so stuck in their ways.
At least their baggage makes you look like you don't have much baggage at all.
They make me feel good about myself. Yeah.
I just have shots of tequila. And we
have to have like
crazy drunk, but that's fine.
They're like, but no kids.
Why are you single in your 30s and have no kids, never been married?
And then they ask
I'm a unicorn.
But then they ask you the same thing. It's like, why aren't you married? It's like, when was the last time you had a relationship?
Tequila.
You're like, tequila. I like alcohol.
And you're like, oh shoot, I can't judge you because then you're gonna judge me.
So that's the key of dating, just find somebody who will judge you less than you would judge yourself.
Ryan
Phillippe, he was married to what's his face or what's her face, Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. Forever.
Yeah,
they had a bunch
Reese.
Of babies. Do you guys remember Devin Sawa? He was
Devin
in Casper.
Casper. Oh my God, I was in love with him in Casper.
You guys ever see Casper with Christina Ricci?
Years ago.
That was
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I was really young, so Sarah
I was dead.
No.
You weren't born yet.
That movie totally came out.
We're gonna have to get back to Sarah on the next topic.
I was dead.
No, that movie was out when you were alive. You shut up. Because that came out like 94, 95.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
she was like an infant.
Okay, you know what's so funny? Like, me and Sarah literally just, like, I'm just only a year older than her. I just watch a lot of TV. So, like, I know all these people.
Yes. And I feel like I don't, like, I didn't know. The only thing I was paying attention to, I think, was Barney and then Britney Spears. Like, that was, like.
That was just, like, a big jump.
That was a big jump, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were probably into Britney during her crazy phase, 2007
all
Britney,
of the
or?
Even before. My dad, that was my first concert I ever went to. He took me when I was, like, 8 or
your
9
dad
or
something? Was a saint.
Brit, no, no.
I know. Take you to a Britney concert.
But then
I don't think he knew back then.
Why didn't your mom take you? Why did BJ take you?
I don't know. Maybe he's secretly really, yeah, wanted
maybe
to
he was into it, yeah.
He's like, I gotta watch a girl gyrate.
Is that creepy now to think about that your dad wanted to go
yeah,
to Britney?
Yeah, so, well, that was the first.
It seems more normal to me for
there
some reason.
There were so many dudes there, and I was confused. And that's the first time I'd ever heard someone call another person hot before, because guys were like, oh, you're so hot. And I'm like, what does this mean? They can't touch her. How does she know the temp? Like, I was confused.
That's so cute. Yeah, no.
I was like, why are there so many guys here? Like, it was a whole new world for Sarah.
That's so cute. No, I remember when I thought virginity for the longest time to like a really embarrassing age, like that was just kissing, like. When you lost your virginity, that meant that you kissed somebody. So I was so close, you know, I was so close. So like, because I knew on TV, they were like, oh, lost virginity. And people would be like, ooh, and I would look at my mom, like, ooh, nope, I know, it's bad. Because I would just associate the right. booze from TV. It's like, oh, kissing, that's bad. And so when I found out it was like sex, I was like,
you're probably like, mortified.
Oh my God, I did not lose my virginity. I was freaking out, yeah.
Did you ever like practice kissing though? Like, did you kiss your pill and you're like, mom, I just lost my virginity to my pill?
You totally I lost my virginity
said that.
To my Barney doll.
Sarah Wood.
How did you
I
know?
Would, I would.
Sarah. Dude, I used to practice on everything.
I
my
believe
hand,
it.
My mirror, my wall.
Yeah.
My was mirror a, was a good one because I thought it was like kissing myself.
Yeah.
Girl, you have nothing to like. Nothing to kid. Oh, my favorite post I saw online, and I hope to God it's fake.
Oh.
But they found one of those marital aids for guys, but it's shaped like a mouth. It's like, hey, I found my dad's kissing machine. I practiced on it.
Oh! Wait, what the hell's a marital aid? What? Like,
am I allowed to say the what's
no,
it called?
Okay. I don't think
it's
so.
It's a sex toy?
Yeah.
Who the hell calls it a marital aid?
That's what you're supposed to call it on the radio, Sarah. Typically. That's the old school way to
that
say it.
Blown.
That's like old school.
So
ask anybody.
I was like, I'm going to go use my marital aid.
Because that's what they used to call them. Like, hey, something you'd use when you're married.
That sounds
you only
more
have sex
dirty
when
than
married.
Sex toy.
Married. Yeah. A laid.
Marital.
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 Marital aid.
Yeah. Aid. Sounds like a cooking device.
Yeah.
I'm going to go scramble my eggs with my marital aid.
Sorry, that visual. Just.
Right? You know, it would actually work.
I mean, it would, like, if you were making a very delicate cake and it was just like.
I gotta think about that next time I'm making some cupcakes for y'all.
Like, Destiny, this tastes very familiar. What's going on?
Oh,
you know, boo. Happy Friday.
I like your cupcakes. And this nice little
creamy.
Confection you
they're
made.
Very creamy.
And oh, gross.
I hope they're not flaky. Anywho.
Oh, hey, yo.
Joshua Jackson, do you guys remember him?
Are we still talking about?
Yeah. He was the guy, like the kid from Mighty Ducks.
Oh,
I feel like he's cute.
I feel like we need to. I need to rewatch this because I keep forgetting.
Do you know what I really want to rewatch?
Hmm.
And I don't really think he was cute, but The Luck of the Irish.
Oh, I thought he was cute as hell with the spiked hair.
I love the spiked hair, and I guess I was a weirdo because like
I probably liked it because he started shrinking.
And he was Irish. I like the whole Irish
you
thing.
I don't, dude, never, that's no. like good. That's probably 2000.
I think that was a little after.
Stare, like, what?
Yeah, I'm probably not in 90s anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, that was like 2000. I remember watching that in a.
I'm just growing up, you guys, when you guys are watching all these fun
yeah, 2001. Yeah, it was.
I'm
yeah,
close. Okay.
He was a leprechaun or something. So
he
just
turned
like
into
the...
a leprechaun. And then he started shrinking.
Poor kid.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. So my friend just sent me a picture. He just had his first baby girl.
As we're sitting here,
objectifying
90s men.
And how we're and how kids. I'm never having kids ever, ever
never.
Gross. No. But
you don't want any?
Like, dude, I am not joking when I say my genes end with me. Like, I'm having grand bunnies. That's it.
Grand bunnies.
I thought you said grind bunnies. I was like, that's kinky. Is that a marital aid?
They have like the little hummingbird. They have like the bunny.
They have the bunny.
Yeah,
the rabbit. The rabbit, right?
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Dude, that I was have original. The rabbit.
Is it amazing?
I have the rabbit.
It's- Cause I have the Groupon version.
Because like,
cost me $20.
I tried to get a fake version of the what is it, the Hitachi, and it burnt out like within like a week. And
what?
That is, and that has nothing to do with me, by the way. But still,
how often
maybe
do
you should
did you leave
it
plugged in?
No. So the thing is, like, the charger stopped working, and so it's a very specific charger. And so I got a new charger. So it still went in charge. I just threw it away. I was like, I'm going to spend.
If you got a real, like,
I'm
going to
get a real one
now.
Yeah. I got a knockoff one. Yeah.
I got a nicer one. Not quite that one because the really fancy body massagers mm-hmm. are like $120.
They're expensive.
Oh, my rabbit was like $175 yeah. so or yeah. something. It was like one of those like
with the beads,
pulsating ones. Yeah.
It's so good.
And I whispered it. That's annoying.
I got my Christmas present. So
wait, from
a self
from your mom.
I want to be in your family. Do you guys want to adopt the 26-year-old?
Well, so I was like, because it was on my list. I was like the one thing on my list. And then afterwards, my mom's like, after we were opening gifts, I didn't get it, and she told me in front of everyone, like, oh, don't worry, Sarah. Like, we're gonna go shopping. I don't like. There's so many different kinds, and I don't know what suits you and your hoo-ha, so we're gonna go together. And then my dad and brother are like, like, I always get my mom every year like some sort of sexy panty, and like we always put clues on our gift, so like you don't know what it is, you know? So
oh my gosh, it's so
and
cute.
Then she like
your family
is opening like thongs like in front of my brother, and I think it's hilarious.
I love
my
it.
My brother's so awkward as he is.
I love
like,
making
so
my brother
like,
awkward with that stuff.
No!
Mom and lazy panties!
Plus, it was so good that we went together because those people that work at those kind of stores, they ask me questions I would never think about asking myself.
Yeah, like what? I need to go buy one, actually.
Can you have the funness on the outside, or is it just the inside? Or do you prefer this, or do you prefer that? And I'm like, oh my god! Do you want it this long? Do you like this long? Do you like this thing? Do you like this
width,
shape?
Color?
Which color? Do you want to go fast, pink, slow, both, up, down, in, out? Like, I'm like, so like much. Can like we demonstrate?
It's like, and then he pulls out a bop it. It's like, this is for professionals. The bop it, pull it, twist it.
Dude, I love that.
You're out.
You know what I wish that they would have asked me when I got my rabbit though is the size of the situation that you're going to use it in, because that one was, I had to use lube every time I used it.
Oh.
It was like, and it wasn't even that big. I'm like, why? I actually had a doctor tell me one time that, like, because I kept going to the doctor because, I, like, you know, girl problems, I would tear during sex a lot. So I don't know.
Maybe
can I talk about that?
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor for, like, this is, like, the second time I've had to ask a doctor about this. I'm like, why do I always tear? And he's like, well, you do. This was, the first time I ever had a guy now. And so he checks out the situation. He's like, okay, you can go ahead and, you know, get dressed. And he turn around cleaning things, whatever. And he's like, well, you do have a very small opening. And I was like, thank you.
That's what every lady wants to hear.
You mean I'm just so toy, doctor, right?
Toy, Michael.
Like a toy gun.
Toy gun.
Did you know?
Toy. Like a toy gun. So yeah, that toy was, it was
no,
intense.
You need something a little more gentle to ease it.
Yeah. So now I have like a little baby one. I actually left the rabbit at my ex's house. I still, sometimes when I think of it, I'm like, I wonder if he still has it. It's awkward and
he's
weird.
He's using it on other girls.
Yeah.
Or himself. Like, I don't know. I'm not joking.
Maybe himself.
Probably himself.
Probably.
Going back to how awkward your brother is, I'm going to make things awkward. And I kept forgetting to tell you this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I had a very awkward dream about your
brother. I was weirdly just about to say, did you have a fantasy about him?
No, not a fantasy, because I woke up and I'm just like,
no.
I was
and you were in it, though,
on.
Too, after the fact. Because it was one
now
of the.
Every time she looks at him, she's like, oh.
It was kind of.
She was like,
well, like, so the. I'm just in case.
Vicky's red. Vicky's very red.
I'm red for her, and I can't even turn red, dude.
So, it's actually the guy I usually hook up with. He's like my actual bang buddy I've had for years. His mom's in town, so I won't be able to see him, and haven't been able to see him.
Damn,
so
mom.
Mom walking.
Oh,
always.
You can't say that.
Oh, nope.
She didn't even realize.
Okay, I would like to say I apologize because we went 52 minutes without swearing-ish.
And then I said one,
and then it's just like...
Because no, we just keep getting more and more uncomfortable.
We try to be good for you, Vicky, but then once you effed it up...
I was real mad when I cursed too, because I was like, I want to do a whole broadcast without cursing, and I was like, meh.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the dream was weird because it's like we're so used to like we're in our like routine every day at work. It's like, okay, this and this, and come in, do that. Like everyone is kind of on autopilot, I feel. So in my dream, it was kind of the same thing, but we were in like my parents' bathroom, and it like we were autopilot, like part of the job. Like, okay, we're just gonna shower, like nothing, whatever. It's like. But then he asks, he's like, wait, are we going to shower, like work shower, or are we going to shower? I'm like, yeah, we're going to shower.
This is
and immediately, like, in my dream, like, we get down, which is weird because that shower is tiny, so I don't know how we both got down on our knees.
Oh!
And proceeded to go into my favorite position.
Which
and
is?
It was very vivid. It's the, you know, the doggy style.
Oh, yeah. And,
okay, but it was
yeah.
one of those dreams where you wake up and you're like, I almost felt that. Like, it was a very vivid dream. It was like, hey, that was pretty awesome.
And
it was
about your brother, Sarah.
And it was dream about you.
I'm scarred. Thing.
But like, it was like brief. It was like, and it was one of those like, oh yeah. Like, and he said, he's like, are we doing this again? So in my dream, I'm thinking, wait, have I had sex with Joey? Do I not remember having sex with him? And I'm going up to you and he's in the room. Like, we're like at work. And I'm like, Sarah, like trying to like whisper to you, but he's in the room. Like, have I just had sex with Joey before?
The Kirkland like, bottle of tequila.
But you're sitting there like, what? And I'm just like, have I had sex with Joey before? Have I told you about having sex with Joey before? Apparently I have. And you're like, I don't know. And like, you couldn't, like, we're like sitting there trying to figure out if I had had sex with him before because I couldn't remember. And I'm like, I thought this, what? Because he said, like, let's do this again. I'm like, I don't. And so I woke up, I'm like, wait, have I? Okay, no, I have not. No, I have not. But I had to think about it.
Like when you wake up from a dream, you can't really tell that you're in regular life again. You're just like, oh.
Dude, that's so weird though, because I have had dreams and reality where then I'm like, I can't. Did this happen? Did I say this to you?
Yeah.
Was that
a dream?
Yeah.
Am I going crazy? Like,
and then, I do that all the time because I have a terrible memory.
And then I feel like an idiot because I'm just like, did I tell them this already? Darn.
I apologize a lot for, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you this thing, but if I've already told you, just stop me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry if I already told you this because I'll, like, talk about things, but I don't remember who I talked
to. Right?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm worse.
Especially here, like, people, I do the front desk, so people pass by me every 10 seconds with conversations, and I probably have had the same, and I don't know if it was with you yesterday or somebody, you know, 5 minutes ago, so.
Yeah, it's trippy.
Anyway, does that make you uncomfortable?
So now do you see Joey and you're like, where's the shower?
I think he, I actually thought,
kind of.
I sat there and thought, I'm like, I wonder what he would be like in the sack.
So not,
I want to do this, but it's just like,
can you guys please do it in Atlanta?
No.
In Hotlanta.
We're going to Atlanta for a radio boot camp. And like that is the, I feel like the radio most prime,
I feel like
perfect.
Just
time.
Have some tequila. It's fine.
If I was going to have sex with your brother, it would have happened a long time ago because we went out a couple, like
never
once.
Say never. This is amazing. This is perfect time. Maybe you guys weren't blossomed enough to enjoy being on and each other's knees.
I don't think we're each other's type.
One another knees.
Nor do I think we could put up with each other. Like I think we could put up with each other at work.
It's just sex.
Like, yeah, but it's also it's like sex. I see
it's
you
doggy
every
style.
Day.
Sarah,
just doggy style.
It's fine.
You get really cute.
You
and excited.
You don't even have to
like being creepy.
You don't even have to look cute when you're doing doggy style. Like you're not even facing the person.
No, but I think that's part of the reason I have back problems because I've been going to a chiropractor lately. Because the last guy I was seeing, which was still months ago, mind you, I haven't had sex with him since January. But like I had
blew
like
your back out?
I kind of did because I know how to freaking arch my back in my favorite position. Like I work it, you know. Like I know how to do that.
Dude, it's like twerking. It's like that starts.
You
to
tell
hurt.
Me what twerking
well, no,
is like.
Well, no, the
Sarah.
Best is reverse
Would you
cowgirl.
Like me to show you
oh my god, actually,
I'm practicing my clapping.
Ooh, reverse cowgirl.
Make it clap. Oh yeah, reverse
Dude,
cowgirl.
I haven't reverse cowgirl
scared
one at a time.
Me.
In
Why?
So long. And I did it the other night, and I was so bad at it.
Oh, that's why
what? I was like, I was so out of rhythm, and I got, like, okay rhythm. And, like, I don't know, because I remember it, because I used to do it when the guy was sitting up, because I have a pole. Like, there would be a lap chair dance, and we'd always do it. Like, he'd be sitting on the lap chair dance, and I would be straddling him, facing the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that seemed perfect, him sitting up, and, like, I would be my hands on, I don't know, hands on the ground, and that would just be the perfect
height
mm-hmm. yeah uh-huh. But we were doing it laying down mm. and like he was laying down and then I was on top but like facing my and then I couldn't get the right like and it was going but then I couldn't get the whole okay, it just got really like
well, especially when the guy like gets excited and starts pumping too and I'm like no you just relax and let me deal with this
yeah
okay?
Right? Wait a second we're off
it's like
them.
One of us
yeah this is too much
so can you do that but when you're facing him though.
Yeah, that's
when
no problem.
Laying down facing?
When he's laying
he's
down.
He's laying down.
Yeah,
facing. Which is yeah, funny. That's totally.
I can't do that. I can do I am really good at the reverse. Like, granted, I don't have that worry of like being self-conscious. Like you're seeing all my chins, you know, everything's kind of rolled
like,
up
oh,
here.
That's my least favorite. That's why I would rather do reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, because
if I'm like forward, then I feel like when boobs look like utters when you like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like when you're leaning over, I'm like, that's not attractive.
But at least, yeah, when it's reverse cowgirl and they're laying down, like you arch your back so your butt does like the heart thing.
No, it looks super cute.
It's just like, but what I want to get in like my room, either like, because I have like a cool,
that would be dope.
My where my bed is, it almost looks like an attic bedroom because it has like a cool little like peak. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to put some like cool like curtains and stuff hanging down. But I want to get like some sort of grab bar or like a rope.
That'd be so helpful.
Because if you do that, like it's, because most of the time you're kind of like, what am I holding on to? Am I holding on to my boobs? I'm holding on to my head? Am I holding on to my hair, trying to be hot? Like holding on to my hips? Or sometimes I'll, like if I'm close enough, I'll grab the wall so I can get like calmed down. And sorry, Ryan Castle walked by, so I had to make sure I wasn't grinding this chair, just like up and down, you know.
Are you guys ever afraid though, when you're in like reverse cowgirl or like doggy style, that they can just totally see your
maniacal laughter about.
But no, but because you can call someone that, but you can't refer to the body part.
Well,
that.
Yeah, the hole. That's not the hole.
Can you
in.
Say?
I don't know.
Are you guys ever nervous of that?
I'm never.
No, I used to be when I was younger, but now I'm just like, whatever. They like it.
That's the thing too. It's like,
but they want to see that. That's what you have to remember.
But
it's
I've
like,
heard
that's
of
why
like,
they like
horror
it.
Horror stories of like people I know and I've like read online, like,
like where they use
enough.
The low quality toilet paper.
Oh, yeah,
the one
and I'm
ply.
Like traumatized because sometimes you don't know when you're gonna have to randomly do it. You know what I mean? And then in my mind, I'm like, oh my god, how well did I after like.
Or like when they start wandering down there with their fingers or something. I'm like, wait.
Hold on real quick. Today was Taco Day. No. We're not doing that today. You give me it. I was hooking up with this one guy
you
once.
You give me 2 days notice.
And the first
notice,
time
David.
We... The second time we hooked up, because it was a very, you know, occasional hookup.
Uh-huh.
He would say stuff like, oh, I bet you're the kind of girl that doesn't do, you know, this activity. A certain activity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... bro, you can just ask me if you want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, I bet you're too much of a, you know, it's like, you're too much of a good girl to do this.
I'm
like,
I'm
you
really
know
creeped
I'm
out
not.
And grossed yeah, out yeah. by the way you're like, I'm just gonna punch like, whoever like, this character is in the face right now. I'm sorry.
But we were like in the middle of like doing it and he was like, I'm like, I get where you're trying to go, buddy. And normally that place most girls don't like, but I tend to like it. But you have to give me notice or like we'd hook up maybe 2-3 times a year, if that. Like it was just like our occasional thing, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, let's get really drunk, do this, and have
is
a great
Joey?
Time. sorry, my ex-boyfriend's name is Joey. That's why I stopped. Oh, I was like, no.
This is my brother in your dreams.
No.
Look at your face.
So I honestly thought like you met my ex-boyfriend. So I was like,
how did you know that? Why you called me out?
No, I don't hook. I don't talk to him anymore. Did see my pain in the grass though. That was fun.
Oh.
Ugh. Anywho, those who know him, hey, I'm allowed to be petty. I have the microphone. But I'm just like, okay, so every other time we'd hook up, like, hey, we seen each other tomorrow? Okay. Shower, you know, shave everything. Like, everything was pristine. Like, I'm like, I will see you in 2 hours because I'd have to go home and then get everything ready.
I remember, like,
prepare your body.
I literally prepared the body. And so I get there, I'm like, let's do it. I am ready.
I got to have, I notice if I'm going to put it in that area.
Do that activity.
Yeah. I've
noticed for sure.
I've only tried twice.
Is that any better with your because you got a smaller area in the front?
Well, I think that's why
Well,
that's why. I just think that's why guys don't generally try for that area because they're like, okay, this one's small enough, I guess. But I've been curious, and always when I'm drunk, I'm like, okay, let's try it. And then it's like, usually the guy's drunk too, and he's got like, you know,
doesn't work for him.
The whiskey situation,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm
you
like,
need...
well, that's not gonna work.
You need something very, very ready.
Yes.
And a lot of
just coming
help.
In hot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Coming in hot.
No pun intended.
I haven't done it in so long and my boyfriend really, really wants to do it. Let but I'm know. Like nervous now. Well, like it's been
just,
so long.
Just play. For... Like get toys. You can get littler ones and just do that at the same time as like regular sex. Oh my god, it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's dope.
And
I don't know. I'm so
and
one
it helps
of those, like, just...
with the ease for
yeah,
when
I would
the,
want...
the main event comes.
The main event, yes.
Rather than just like all at once.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can just you kind of it. Practice.
You do
Sarah.
You do have to practice before it's enjoyable, I hear. I have some girlfriends that are real into it, but they said it takes about like 10 or 15 times before it's actually
I mean,
like,
it's
just, it's just how you do it too, like what devices, how slow you're going, you got to communicate.
My thing is like,
don't eat 2 hours prior. Oh. I'm not kidding. That's what I read. I Googled this.
Oh God. Well, and my thing too is like, I've done it with different dudes and it like, the first time I did it and with the first dude, it was fine. Like mm-hmm. it was totally no big deal. And then my next boyfriend I did it with, I was like, oh my, I don't know. I don't know if I like this. And I don't know if it was because he was bigger or like.
Probably.
My booty just got tighter. Like, I don't know.
I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
I've been working on my butt kegels. Doing them right now.
What was that, Destiny?
I didn't snort, you snorted.
But yeah, just take it slow. And this is advice for anyone. Just and like, I've had people message me. He's like, I want to try this with my wife, like a guy friend of mine. What would you suggest? I'm like, you have money, dude. Like, get a bunch. Get a variety.
Can I say that word?
Which one?
Like,
lube?
Oh.
This?
No, lube.
Oh, lube. Yeah, you can say lube.
You just need a lot of lube.
Yeah, a lot of lube. Yeah.
Like think you have too much and then put more.
Yeah.
It's so sticky though.
Side note.
You get the wrong kind.
We tried the KY stuff.
No, don't get no cheap stuff. Almost did it. Don't get the.
We should all go together to the sex store, and we should probably just talk to people at the sex store. Just interview
them.
Let's
do it.
Yeah,
I need a new marital aid anyway. So
I think maybe Castle's in Capitol Hill. The Castle, it's a sex store.
Oh God, I thought you meant Ryan Castle.
Oh, no, I'm gonna say, I was like, you kept out of this.
No,
he's at Castle's place. He's probably got.
He's
some
got
fun
all.
Toys.
He's got the dungeon.
Yeah. I was looking. I was just like, why would you? Why?
No, I really need. If anyone knows good lube, or you guys should tell me.
Yeah, well,
no, I'll tell
like
you.
Not sticky because it gets sticky and then it gets gross.
Oh yeah. No, I have a really good. It's
don't.
I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, don't use. By the way, do not use baby oil or Vaseline or anything if you're using condoms because that will break the condom.
What?
It breaks down.
I wouldn't even use Vaseline or coconut oil. Like
coconut oil, actually.
To put it, like,
I used
to
coconut oil once.
I think you could probably, I don't know, I don't think there's any sugars in coconut oil. I could be wrong.
Well, we also weren't using a condom, so.
Yeah.
But just know that could break a condom.
I would never, like, because once it obviously is on the and then it goes, like, having coconut oil in, that seems so weird.
But you can eat. You eat coconut oil.
I guess.
It's good for you.
What are you? Okay, honey. What's the weird? I don't know.
I don't know. It's like a food. I don't know. It's just weird. It's like,
but it's also.
It's like if
oil.
I squashed up bananas and then put it in the bananas.
But there's sugar. There's sugar in bananas. You don't want to do that.
Sugar it's should also never, a banana.
Sugar should never go up in that area. Because
honey,
you will get infections.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
How do we get into bananas?
That's how you bake a loaf in there, you know?
You know?
Actually, did you see there's, I think, a woman did that. She used the natural yeast inside her vagina to make bread.
Uh-huh.
You could not pay me enough money to eat that.
And then she gave it to her, like, her ex-boyfriend or something
weird. I was thinking, like, I would totally try that.
No.
Anyways,
like why not?
You know? I'm not gonna bake a whole whatever.
Dude, it'd be like a slice of destiny bread.
What's up, boo?
You're like, okay, it tastes sounds kind of good now.
Actually, yeah. I'm wrong. Now I'm blushing. So
this is a good place to stop. And this is actually a longer podcast than we've had lately.
We're
so.
Making our yeast bread. We have to go make our
leave it at the yeast.
Vicky. Whatever you say, well, yes, you're so right. I'm sorry.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Okay.
This is actually a lot of fun. I like this a lot. So yeah, don't forget to contact us. And anything that we talked about today, please give us your opinion. 90s heartthrobs, what kind of lubrication that we should be buying.
That you should recommend to Sarah. Yeah.
Shots, tour buses, groupies.
Who yeah, if you ever been a groupie. You of,
or like who, yeah, no. No. Or has anybody compared you to a celebrity and who is that? You know, that kind of thing. Please let us know because we will read to them.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hit us up, booze.
Go make your yeast bread.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.